Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer, head of the Goucher Poll, a political scientist at Goucher College. Malia, we've got some new numbers from OpinionWorks in Annapolis. What do they show?
So it's been a long summer, and this is the moment we've all been waiting for, the first poll for the general election season. And what we really see here is Clinton continuing to dominate Maryland politics. She has a substantial lead over Donald Trump. Clinton's at 54% and Trump's at 25%. This is really more of the same that we saw back in the Democratic primary. She bested Bernie Sanders, her Democratic competitor, by 30 points. And it looks like more of the same going into the general election.
What's the number of undecideds?
There are some undecideds. However, it won't make a difference. Clinton's lead is so much on Trump, he would have to make massive amounts of ground between now and election. But this was a race that nobody really thought was uncontested anyway.
Well, I only asked you about that because a lot of us kind of wonder how there could be any undecideds, but there you go. What about the governor's standing?
So this is where I think things really get interesting. At the same time where we see the Democrats in Clinton and Van Hollen putting up significant numbers against their respective challengers, Larry Hogan is still wildly popular in the state. He's at 71%. And if you think about this nationwide, this puts him as one of the most popular governors across the country. So right now, the only other governor in a blue state, who Republican in blue state, is Charlie Baker from Massachusetts, and his numbers are close to Larry Hogan's. But this is a really impressive number that he has sustained. So it's no—
Right, it's been there for a while.
Absolutely. So this is no longer the honeymoon period, right? We can no longer say it's an empathy bump because of his health issues. This is a sustained public approval number that has lasted now over 2 years, and it'll be really interesting to see what this looks like once we get into legislative session.
What did you find, or what did the number show about the presidential race? You think that there might be sort of a distinction that Maryland will gain there?
Exactly. So if you take a step back again and look at the presidential race, I think that Maryland might be the state that hands Donald Trump the largest electoral defeat in any other state across the country. So right now what we have—
Malia, we are the People's Republic of Maryland. You know that, right?
No, I've heard that. I've heard them say that before. But I think really the key thing is if we look at the demographics of Maryland, first, we're non-Southern state, but we have a really large proportion of African Americans. And I think despite Trump's best efforts in the last few weeks, if you look at his support among minority communities, it is virtually non-existent.
Well, once again, we're not going to see much of the race for those reasons.
No, and this is the tough thing about being in an on-swing state. So those of us who live and breathe politics don't get to see all the really great ads. We can just watch from afar.
Well, we're close enough to it to see it for a lot of people, I think, this year. Malia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Fraser.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.